Okay, we're up to Simon Lamed Dalet. And we're up to Siv Dalet. Interesting that the Vilna Gaon was approached, and apparently Vilna Gaon didn't put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. And Vilna Gaon, we know, was in his Gaonis, he was comparable to Rishonim, and he did argue on Rishonim in numerous places. And the Vilna Gaon nevertheless tried to fulfill so many opinions and so many dares. And it's very interesting that he was approached and asked, why don't you put Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin on? Why don't you put him on? Apparently the response of the Vilna Gaon was that if I were to put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, I'd actually would have to put on 36 pairs of tefillin. Because according to Vilna Gaon, apparently it was 36 shittas of Rishonim. How many? There's different opinions about the actual tefillin. So we know there's Rashi and Rambam on one side, and there's Rabbeinu Tam on the other side. But the Vilna Gaon, in his greatness, he was able he found a huge amount of Rishonim who had different opinions, different shittas, different malchim in there. So he said that if you put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, you actually have to add another 35. Yes. I don't exactly know. Good question. I don't know if it's just merely the order or something more. I'm not sure. Good point. I'm not sure. So, but that's what a Vilna Gaon replied. Again, this is the Vilna Gaon's approach. Right, okay, we're going to be continuing Siv Dalet, then Simon Lamed Hei Mitzvah Shem, as well as a big part of Simon Lamed Vav. I would like to just mention the fact that after Simon Lamed Vav, there is something called Mishnas Sofrim. Mishnas Sofrim, you'll see, is quite a number of pages. In our editions, it's starting on page 122. In fact, the page before that. And it goes for quite a lot. Now, it goes for quite a number of pages. You will see where there's no Shulchan Aruch at all. I think it goes all the way till page Samechei. Now, what is this exactly? This is Mishnah Sofrim. This is it's a chibur of the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim wrote this. It's Kitzur Klolei Safos. It's not such a Kitzur, really. He calls it a Kitzur, but it's not really a Kitzur. It's all the halachas for the way a Sofer has to write the Aleph Beis. The Ksav Ashuris. There's all the halachas there, and this is really the basis for every Sofer. He goes to the Mishnas HaSofrim. It's all the relevant halachas, how to write accurately all the letters in Ksav Ashuris for Sifrei Torah, Tefillin Mezuzos. We will not go through it. It's really designed for Sofrim, and there's lots of details. If you do want to have a spare minute, you want to go through it. It may be this particular edition of the Dershu edition has done beautiful pictures next to every letter. If you want to know the ideal way the letters should be written, you have pictures there. If you want to have a look at it, but we'll not go through the letters because anybody intending to become a sofer for the next few weeks, yeah. That's an interesting question. The answer is that really. The way I understand it, that officially the Dershu edition does cater for daily limud of Mishnas HaSofrim. I believe it does. But there's a bit of a thing over here. There's additions as well. Don't count the additions. There's some sort of cheshbon there. However, I understand from the shurim that I only know of one shir that actually goes to the Mishnas HaSofrim. I think I understand most shurim, all the shurim I'm in touch with, they're not going to go through Mishnas HaSofrim, excluding one shir. Oh, very, very chosh v'magid shem. Right. So I just wanted to mention that, and we'll be ready into Simon Lamed Lamed Zayin, which is Zman Nochas Tefillin. We will be a few days ahead. We'll probably be a few days ahead, which is going to come in handy at the very least for Yom Tov, for the Yom Tov Tkufa. It's going to be very handy. Okay, so let us see what the Shulchan Aruch continues over here in Siv Dalet. Simon Lamed Dalet, Siv Dalet. Lo yuniach shnei azugois bekis echot. Now, based on the fact that Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi are two different opinions, and based on the fact, the way the Shulchan Aruch learns, is that one of them is for sure the halacha, and the other one for sure is not the halacha. So, by definition, there's going to be one set of tefillin which is kodesh, and one set of tefillin which is choil. It's profane, because only one of them, really, there's only one one set of tefillin that is going to be al pi halacha. The other one is really, we're either paskin like Ashi or paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. This is the Shulchan Aruch's approach, and this is the way we're going to see that that's the way to learn the Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to mention of you as a little footnote, a very interesting Ben Ish Chai that I saw yesterday. The Ben Ish Chai says something really interesting. He says, al pi kabbalah says the Ben Ish Chai, the halacha is like both. It's one of those things that Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elohim chayim. There's Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elohim chayim, that really the halacha is both like Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Consequently says the Ben Ish Chai, therefore you must actually put on both sets of tefillin. You have to wear Rabbeinu Tam, you must also wear Rashi's tefillin, both equally, because Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elohim chayim, says the Ben Ish Chai, that's the way I understand him. So that's so according to him, they're both really part of the two parts of the same mitzvah. This is not the way we paskin. In fact, this is certainly not the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Because according to Shulchan Aruch, one of them is profane and one of them is kodesh. So based on the fact that one of them is kodesh, one of them is chol, says Shulchan Aruch, there's going to be a bit of a problem when it comes to the tefillin bag. What's the problem with regards to the tefillin bag? Yeah. Absolutely correct. As we know, the tefillin, the container, the bag of the tefillin, which is the bag which is holding something, which is kodesh, may not be used for something which is chol. You can't. You can't have something which is holding something kodesh, shouldn't hold something else which is chol either. You shouldn't. So you've got a problem over here. Because if you've got two sets of tefillin, you've got Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam in the same bag, you're doing something which is wrong, because you're going to have one set of tefillin, which is the Kodesh tefillin, and one of them is the Chol. Even if you don't know which one is which, even if you don't know which one is the, how do we paskin, it doesn't make a difference, because ultimately you've got to be one tefillin bag, which is one set of tefillin which is Kodesh, and one which is Chol. You can't do that, because you can't have one bag containing and holding something which is kodesh and chol. Says the Shulchan Aruch, let us see this inside. Lo yoniach shnei azugos bekis echad. You shall not place shnei azugos to the two sets bekis echad in one bag. She'er echad mehem uchol. One of them is chol. One of them is profane. Ve'osu lanichol bekis tefillin. And you can't put them in the bag of the real tefillin. Elo, only yas shnei kisin. You should do two different bags. Besimonim, besimon, lekol kis, and a simon to clearly identify which one is which, lekol kis for every bag. Shalayitain, ze, shalze, boze. That he shouldn't put one in the wrong one. You should make sure that there are two separate entities, two separate bags. To make sure that you're not transgressing that. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Yudches, lo yoniach. Mishnah Berurah over here in Sefkot Yudches addresses what happens if you would that possibly help if you are going to say before you're using this bag, you say, actually this bag I want to use both for Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Could you do that? Before you actually start using it, you say, this bag is not only going to be for Rashi, it's also going to be used for Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Would that work? Yeah, why is that? That's right. It basically boils down to a tnai. Mishnah Berurah doesn't use the word tnai, but he says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Yudches as follows: Lo yaniach umayri, and it's talking about shehuzman that has been designated. Hakes that the bag is designated chila initially rak only ledas echad mehem for one of those tefillin. It's specifically designated for one for Rashi or for Rabbeinu Tam. Avolim nasem et chila, but if initially was made leoniach to place boy in it shneim both sure it's permitted. Because it's no different than if you make initially, yeah, you can use the words now, if you decide initially this bag is going to be both for Kodesh and Chol. It's not only for Kodesh, it's also going to be for Kodesh. If you initially designate and you make it open, an open check type of thing, we like the sound of open checks, don't we? So if you initially say that it's open for anything, then it's fine. It's only if you specifically use it for something Kodesh, you can't use something else which is Chol as well. The truth is, it's very relevant for our tefillin bag. What about, if you put in your tefillin bag, if you want to put in the tipex for the tipex for the rotsuas, yeah. What about the markers? Can you put them in the tefillin bag? Can you put them in the tefillin bag? What about the mirror? Can you put the mirror in the tefillin bag? Yeah.
So it's going to help you with the tefillin.
good, it's going to help you. Therefore, you're saying that it should become part of the mitzvah, and therefore it's fine. Yeah? Any other opinions? You should make it tonight. The halacha lemaisa, the poskim, they don't allow it. They say you should not place any of those items in the tefillin bag. Because the tefillin bag is normally used for, unless you made it tonight, correctly. So, unless you made it tonight, it's actually not meant for use for davar choil. It's true, it's not an absolute choil matter, you're quite right. It's not absolute choil, but nevertheless, it's not on the same level of kedusha of tefillin, therefore you should be avoided. What about talis bag? Can you put the mirror in the talis bag? About talis bag? Yeah, why is that? Very good. Excellent. Yeah. The tefillin boxes is... Yes, you're right. It's not, but it is part... It's the only reason why you've got it there is to protect the tefillin. So it's mamash an intrinsic part of... It's to protect the tefillin. It's there only purely to protect the tefillin. So it's going to be okay. What about the talis bag? You're quite right. When it comes to the talis bag, we must remember that a talis... is really something, the talis, the garment of a talis, has got absolutely no ktusha in it. We learned that when we learned the chas talis, the garment has got no ktusha whatsoever. The only reason why it's important is because it enables us to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. But really intrinsically, there's no ktusha in it. Consequently, if you've got a talis bag, if you've got a talis inside it, you can actually put anything you want in it. Because it's got no, it's the talis bag, he's only holding something which is choil. I mean, the talis is considered something choil. So therefore, it's not comparable to the tefillin bag. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if cotton you test, bekis echot, shel tefillin kin mesayim, you know, you may not put Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi tefillin in one bag. Aval, however, betika talis, with regards to the talis bag, mutal and yachshnem, you may put in the talis bag, if you just got a talis bag and not a tefillin bag, you can put in the talis bag, both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, hafilin beloy tik, even if they're not, there's no, if they're not, if they're not in an additional bag. Da'arei, atik miyuchet gam ledovar choyl du atalis. Because if you're putting in a talis bag, the talis bag is actually a bag for something choyl. Because the talis is a choyl matter. Therefore, you can't put in a talis bag. You can put a talis in tefillin, you can put that Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi tefillin in it.
Presumably, included in that din is the plastic bag that we put a talis bag and the tefillin bag in would be also part of the thing.
Say that again?
The plastic bags that we will have that we put
in, yes, the tefillin bag, yes.
Is that considered an extension of
the what, bag or not? What would you say?
Not based on everyone being make on the bag.
What would you say? The plastic around it. You mean the big, which
the
is...
You put the talis and the tefillin in.
Right.
So
well,
we would have the same din as the talis bag.
Absolutely. Is there you're holding, it's holding the talis as well.
But is there a self of saying it's just an extension of the tefillin bag?
What would you say? I don't see it. What would you say?
Not necessarily.
Yeah, also, I agree with you. Yeah.
Because, yes.
Yeah, continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkat Chof. Who choil? So he said one of them is going to be choil, whether it's Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam, one of them is going to be choil. Umimela, and therefore, to also lachlev akisim, you're not allowed to swap the actual bags either. You're not allowed to swap the bags because one is Rabbeinu Tam and one is Rashi. Who knows how the halacha is? So you can't swap the bags. The kolchken, and even more so, habatim, the batim, you can't change the actual batim. Say you want to take out the pashas and replace it and swap it. You can't take out the pashas and put that in a batim which was used for Rashi. The rotsuas were pashas. So the batim, the rotsuas and the pashas cannot be swapped. Mishal Rashi, from Rashi to Rabbeinu Tam to Rabbeinu Tam to Vilno Yipcho, vice versa. You cannot change. You can't take out the pashas of a Rashi to Vilno and put it in Rabbeinu Tam, something which was Rabbeinu Tam bais. You can't do that. Vimlo Yinicham, Vimlo Yinicham Adam Le'olam, all of the Shem Mitzvah Tfilin, if they were never put on at all for mitzvah purpose, you can change it because Hazman al-Av mitzvah, the Mefarshim explained, and before the tefillin have been used, you can actually change it. V'iminichon adam olav afilu pam achat l'shem mitzvah tefillin. If somebody wore the tefillin once, v'avim mesudorin al pidas echot mehem, then and it's according to one opinion, Rabbeinu Tam or Rashi, whether it's Rabbeinu Tam or whether it's Rashi, Also la'achlif um'achakach. You cannot change, switch, whether it's the ratzuas, whether it's the batim, whether it's the pashis. Nothing can be changed anymore because they've been once worn. Va'afilim hisna aleihem, t'nai over here will not help. Even if you did make it t'nai, me'ikor initially la'achlif um'ksheirtze, you put on ratzuas on the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, you know what, maybe one day I'm going to use those ratzuas for Rashi tefillin. You cannot do so even if you made it t'nai. Lo'im ha'ani does not help. T'me'koidish l'choi lo'im ha'ani t'nai. You cannot make it t'nai to lower madreka, it's not going to work. This is not going to work. And continues the Mishneh Berurah, Kosel HaPrimagodim, the Primagodim writes as well. The Im Motzer Ritzuas, if you find in the middle of the street, you find Ritzuas. Ve'ein Yudian, he doesn't know. Imam Shal Rashi or Shal Rabbeinu Tam. It can't identify, it doesn't know if these are Rashi, these Ritzuas, they belong once to Rashi Tfilin or where they want to Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin. Impossible to find out. Yuchal Anichom Lepashil Rashi, he actually wants to attach those Ritzuas to his own person, Rashi Tfilin. You can do so. Duruba Menichan Shal Rashi, because likelihood is likely that those Ritzuas that you found on the street, it's likely they were Rashi Tfilin because the majority of people were Rashi Tfilin. So if you find Ritzua Stam, then you can assume that the Rashi Tfilin. Additionally, we also passkin that the Rashi Tfilin is Ikka. And if they would have, and just as a suffix, you could assume that it's Rashi Tfilin. And if you wouldn't be Rashi Tfilin, you could increase the Kedusha. That's how the Mishneh Berurah passkins. Okay. Yeah, just the last two lines, of the Mishneh Berurah just finishes off saying, "B'chol amoid en aniach shel Rabbeinu Tam." Even if you do put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, don't do so on Chol HaMoed. The general minhag is not to put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin on Chol HaMoed. This is not so relevant for most people, because people who generally put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, they don't put on tefillin at all during Chol HaMoed. But the Mishneh Berurah says certainly not Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Uve Tisha B'Av le'mincha enicham k'haroitze. On Tisha B'Av, if you put on tefillin b'mincha, you could actually put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch Tzif Lamed Hei. It's very interesting. I saw that the Chofetz Chaim, in his last years, he did put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. But I can't know 100% sure. Chaznish certainly didn't, and the Stapler did. So it's many, even within the Litvish Gedolim, there's a bit of both. But generally, I think that the consensus of the majority of Litvish Gedolim didn't put on. Moshe Feinstein has a very interesting letters going back and forth in Igros Moshe. The Lubavitch Rebbe Zichrono Livracha wanted to convince Moshe Feinstein to put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. Now, if you realize Moshe Feinstein was the if there is the one literature godly in this century, it's Moshe Feinstein. And if there's one Lubavitch Rebbe was trying to convince him, these letters get very fascinating letters. Fascinating chuvas going back and forth between the Lubavitch Rebbe, who's trying to convince Moshe Feinstein to put Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. The end of the story, I'm not sure. There's various stories going about. Somebody said that he actually bought some tefillin and he asked, and once Moshe Feinstein had those tefillin, actually put them on. Obviously, that's a story, it's not true. I'm not sure, but it's a fact that there's many letters going back and forth between the Lubavitch Rebbe and Moshe Feinstein. Right, okay. Simen Lamed Hei. Din Minyan Ashitin with regards to the lines, the amount of lines in Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. Noagu B'Minyan Ashitin with regards to the amount of lines. The minhag is Lichtov B'Shaliyat Shiva Shitin when it comes to Rabbeinu Tam Yad Tefillin. The minhag is to do seven lines. B'Chol Pashu, every Pashu, V'Shal Rosh, Arba Shem, when it comes to Tefillin, Shal Rosh, Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, have got four lines. V'im Shina, and if he changed it, he didn't do it four or seven, loy pasal, it doesn't become pasal. Interesting, Mishneh Berurah, if cotton aleph, what's the source of all this? So the Mishneh Berurah, fascinating. Al pi kabbalah bi'atzoi from Ishma Pesh. This is the reason four and seven is not so clear, but one thing says the Mishneh Berurah is fascinating, is that something which is a Kabbalah between Sofrim. Sofrim go from one Sofer to the next generation, to the next generation, to the next generation. Sofer is a Kabbalah, that's where it's coming from. We don't know exactly what the source is, but it's something which goes from Sofer to Sofer over many, many generations. Okay, but if you did the wrong order, it doesn't become possible. Similar medvav tiktuk sivasa. Tzorich ledaktik b'ksivasa oisiyas. Generally, as a matter of principle, one should be very careful writing the letters. Shaloi teshtane tzuras shum echot mehem. The tzura, the shape of the letters have to be absolutely absolutely accurate. Do not change whatsoever, any shape of any letter. You have to ensure that it does not resemble another letter. It has to be very neat, complete letters, as written and explained in the Torah and other poskim. The Rama says, it is well known amongst the Sofim how the shape of the letter is meant to look. If you change slightly the letters, it does not become possible. The Mishnah Berurah here addresses the point that we've learned previously. He said that actually we always have to be aware there's two concepts. One is that it needs to have the tzuras ha'oisius. It needs to have the tzura of the letter. And this is a very important rule. For instance, the aleph, when you've got the aleph, the yud needs to be attached to the main body of the aleph. It's also the bottom part. It needs to attach, it needs to touch it. Similarly, with regards to the vase, it needs to touch. And similarly, with regards to the sheen, all the parts, the heads need to touch the part of the bottom part of the shin. If it does not touch, then it's lacking in tzuras ha'ois. It's lacking in the letter. Now, if it's got an intrinsic lack of tzuras ha'ois, will not even help if you're getting a child. Remember we spoke about a child? You ask him, does this look like a shin or not? And he's going to tell, yes, it does look like a shin. We say it doesn't help matters whatsoever. Because it needs to have a tzuras ha'ois. It needs to be halachically considered the correct sheen or the correct hay, that a child will not be able to help matters. He can't help. However, once it's got halachically the right touchings, it's touching the right places, it's got the right shape of a letter, then, and it's not written neatly, it's not nice, then that's when the child comes into question. That's when you can bring does this really look like a sheen or is it not like a sheen? It's a bit smart. Then you can ask a child. And if he's going to say, yeah, this is a shin, then you're fine. But it doesn't help if it's not halachically a shin, or it's not halachically a resh. If it's a possible letter, he will not help matters. Okay, that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out over here. Seif cotton, seif base in Shulchan Aruch, kol ois, every letter, tzricho liois, must be goylem echot, one piece. It needs to be one goylem echot, it needs to be one letter, one complete letter. Connected. Lekach, therefore, tzorich liyos benekuda shal aleph shikim in yud. You need the yud on top of the aleph. Uve nekuda shdachteo. And the bottom part of the yud, which is in the bottom of the aleph. Uve yudea shin. And with regards to the yud part of the shin. Ve ayin. And with regards to the ayin as well. Ve achoyre tzadi. And the back of the tzadik. Shunoigois ba'ois. All those parts need to touch the main body of the letter. They need to actually touch. They must touch. And if it does not touch, so think about the aleph without the yud, not completely touching. Or think about a shin with the yud not touching the bottom part. Posul, the letter becomes posul. V'chein tzinli b'sha ois with regards to the other letters. Chutz, excluding. Mehei, kuf, with regards to the hey and the kuf. She'ein liga regel begag. That if you've got a hey, then this part over here, how should we call it? The bottom left part? How should we call it? That part may not touch the top part, the gag, the ceiling of the hay. And similarly, the kuf as well, that part over here going down may not go all the way up to the roof. You know, like when he's banging his head. So you mustn't have that. So generally, all the parts must be touching, but the hay and the kuf, obviously, the bottom left part may not touch the top part. And that, again, will puzzle. She'en liga regel, the foot may not touch begag, the ceiling. Ve'im nogan, if it did touch it, puzzle, it becomes puzzle. To recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem, Hisborach Shemoy. We started learning Sif Talib, which tells us about two pairs of tefillin, if you've got Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Then, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, they may not be in the same bag. Because the one is Kurdish, one is Chol, a tefillin bag may not hold a Dovah Chol in it. Unless you have clearly made it into a Chol bag. A Chol bag, of course, may have Dovah Kurdish, and therefore if you have made what you call the Tnai, what the Mishnah Berurah calls, if you have just pronounced that it's not a tefillin bag, then it's fine, and you can have both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Similarly, a Talis bag may have Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin in it, because the Talis itself is a Dovah Chol, therefore, you can have Rashi Rabbeinu Tam tefillin in a talis bag. We then carried on learning the halacha of the minyan hashitin, that the minig ish mepe ish from all the sofrim going down many, many hundreds of years, many centuries, all the sofrim, a Kabbalah, a tradition going down for many centuries, that the custom is that with regards to the tefillin shel yad, you've got 7 lines in the parsha, and the tefillin shel rosh, you've got 4 lines, and if you did, however, change that, the tefillin has not become possible. We then carried on learning that the halacha is that one should be very careful with regards to the shape of the letters, and one should ensure that all the letters have got its attachments fully attached to the main part of the letter, like the shin, the ayin, etc. Excluding is the hay and the kuf, which has got the bottom part, may not touch the roof. And we shall continue, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow.